This is Ifeah Wangaza, co-chair of the Pacifica National Board Personnel Committee, calling to order the meeting of Monday, April 5th, 2010 at 8:45. And if we could begin by the calling of the roll.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. This is Nia Bediako. Thank you for listening. First is Bill Crozier.
I'm here.
Ifeah Wangaza.
Here.
Marcel Reed. Rico Ross. Joe Wanzala.
Here.
Okay, and me, Nia Bediako. Okay, we have quorum.
Okay. We have a draft agenda for this evening. I think Joe, you may not have have access to a copy of it. So, is that correct?
Well, I saw it earlier. I'm just not looking at it right now, but I can access it. Yeah.
Okay. So the next item is approval of the agenda. Are there any modifications that?
This is Nia. Ifeah.
Go ahead, Nia.
Yes. Could you kindly read the agenda? I mean, for me and the public, I don't have my email is down. Sorry about that.
Okay. The next item would be the work group report and discussion. We don't have listed on here the 1, 2, 3, 4. What would be the approval of the minutes?
Okay.
I'm sorry, I left that out.
No problem. I would suggest that that would be deferred to the next meeting anyway, because we had problems having access to the link, and I had some exceptions to the minutes as I received them. The next item, on the subsection under the work group report and discussion, is a survey on priorities for ED evaluation with proposed 20 minutes. Next steps, the actual ED evaluation survey, 40 minutes. Determining the dates for a timeline of the future, of future steps for the ED and the CFO evaluation, 20 minutes, and in constructing that timeline, considering the completion of the ED evaluation survey, additional information needed for the ED survey, distribution of the ED performance evaluation survey, establishing a deadline for returning the survey, compiling and reviewing the ED survey responses, sharing those responses with the ED, share ED survey response summary with PMD. I don't know if that's appropriate. Oops. Meet with ED and discuss survey responses, write report on ED evaluation and submit to PMB, survey PMB regarding priorities for the CFO evaluation, write draft CFO evaluation survey, review and revise draft CFO evaluation survey. It's essentially the same as for the ED. Then the next would be items to report to the PMB, 15 minutes. In a new business, confirmation of the next committee meeting date and the review of action items and adjournment at 10:30. So it's apart from the approval of the minute, are there any other amendments to the proposed agenda?
There's a point of order.
Go ahead.
I don't understand what you mean apart from the minutes. Did we vote to strike the minutes from the agenda? I don't recall that.
No, I'm proposing that we add it. That's the one item that appears to be missing.
Okay.
Rico's on the call.
To put that on there on the draft agenda.
Hi, Rico.
All
right. Okay. Hi, Rico. So, is there any objection to approving the agenda as amended, and that is to add the item approval of the minutes? Hearing none, then the agenda is approved. Okay, then the question becomes whether or not we'll approve the minutes that were previously distributed.
I move approval of the minutes.
Okay. And I would ask that we delay approval of the minutes until we all have access to the stream. There being a problem with that at the moment. And John is aware of it, and he may even have been able to solve it at this point, but he hadn't earlier this afternoon.
Well, just so that I'm clear, and I guess John could speak to this, the minutes. So why was the link taken back down? Because it certainly was up. So why is there technical difficulty now?
Hi there, this is John.
Yes?
There was no problem with it. I just couldn't find it when Afia called me. It was on the page. It was not taken down. But
okay.
I sent her direct links because I guess she hasn't really figured out how the archive works.
Okay. But when I brought it to your attention, it obviously was up because I took the minutes from that. And it was right on the front page. So I'm just a tad confused.
Well, I'm not. What is the basis of your confusion?
Well, because he's saying that it is up, and you're saying that because there was a problem, you weren't able to review it, and it's been up since. I could tell you how long it's been up. And when I sent him the email telling him that it wasn't there.
Is there some reason that you think that it has to be approved tonight? I mean, he also pointed out that he couldn't find it. So if he couldn't find it, you know I couldn't find it.
Okay. I mean, that's really up to the committee to say to postpone it until whatever. But after going through that exercise of doing the minutes, I just think it is respectful that if people have issues with the minutes that they stated, if they don't have any issues with it, then we approve it because you can always correct it later.
As I understand the rules, it's not quite as simple as just correcting it later. But if no emergency, I would urge that we defer to the next or refer them to the next meeting. I mean, what is the objection to doing that?
I guess because I just labored to do it, you know, so it's just, but in any case, like I said, that's up to the committee. I just don't understand why. It's up to the committee.
Bill for the stack.
Go ahead, Bill.
What was there a question about something on the minutes? Because I thought they looked okay to me. Was there something you wanted to verify on the, from the audio?
Yes, there was.
And what was it?
There were two points that I was particularly concerned about, one of which had to do with the substance of the and content of the survey. And my question is whether or not it is, in fact, consistent with the task as agreed, number one. And number two, the timeline. And my recollection on both points is different from that in the minutes. So on that basis, I would ask again, since there's no emergency, that we refer them to the next meeting. Is there any objection to referring them to the next meeting?
Yes, I do. I object, obviously. I object.
Okay.
Just take it to a vote and just be finished with it.
Please. You'll need to call the roll.
Okay. I mean, we can modify, if we approve them now, we can still modify them later, right?
That's what I
just
said, yeah.
The majority vote to do that?
The standard is significantly higher. So why would we spend time doing the same thing twice?
No.
Especially where we're repeatedly reminded of how little time we have.
It can be modified later. Okay. Bill Crozier?
I'll abstain.
Athea?
No. Okay, wait a minute. No means that they would be deferred to the next meeting.
Yeah. Marcel Reed? Is that Marcel? Rico? Rico Ross? Okay, Joe?
No.
And Nia says yes. Marcel and Rico are missing. Hello?
Can you guys hear me?
Okay.
Go ahead, we can hear you.
You like to
can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I abstain.
Okay, so then they're referred to the next meeting. The next item on the agenda is the work group report. And so at this point, I would ask that Bill, however you all have divided up the report between you, that you would proceed with that. Rico, do you have a copy of the agenda before you?
I'm pulling one up now.
Oh, okay. I was just going to read it to you. All right. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay. Well, I had sent out an email, maybe Friday, summarizing the initial priority survey. Based on that, we put together a draft ED evaluation. As it turned out, everything on the priority survey was at least somewhat of a priority to people. Trying to find my email on that. The ones dealing with finances seem to be the highest priority. So I don't know if you have questions about, want to go over that in detail. I did email that out, and let me see if I can find
that. What's the date and subject line?
Let's see, I'm looking for that. Hold on. Saturday, I think. Yeah, okay. Saturday morning. The subject line, next step in ED evaluation survey, PERS committee meeting Monday.
Okay.
And
so
I sent it at 10:50 a.m. Central Time. And since then, I think there's been one more respondent to the survey. There's a link in there to the summarized results page that Zoomerang provides. And so, just glancing, it looks like it's about the same. For example, for question number two, which was the ED takes steps to ensure the return of fiscal soundness to the foundation, everybody who responded 100% said it was an important priority. And I can read what was in the email if you want, just to summarize it. But and in terms of comments, a few people provided comments also. Let me see if there's any more written ones. Let's see. Okay. The for question three, the ED works effectively to ensure that expenses do not exceed income, even if lower than budget, in all units of Pacifica. And there was one comment, and it just said, partners slash collaborates with CFO to ensure dot, dot, dot. So I assume that means that we should add in there that ED, you know, collaborates with the CFO on that. Of course, these questions were not necessarily intended to be the questions that we'd have on the ED survey. They were just to determine what the general areas of priorities were for the PMB. Question four, ED recruits and hires permanent and qualified GMs and any other specified staff and works with LSBs effectively for GM recruitment. The comment on that was collaborates with HRD to recruit and hire. So again, I guess this person suggested we add in collaboration with our human resources director. Question six, there was just one comment also. This was the ED works on fundraising strategies. And the comment was, if we had National Development Director, they would drive the initiatives and the ED would lead. And then question seven, other general areas slash types of questions you feel we should also include in the ED evaluation. This was completely open-ended, so people could put in anything. And let's see, the first four responses, I think there's been one more since then, but the first four were, this evaluation should reflect the ED's job description. Number two, tries to work effectively and transparently with the PNB and executive staff, implements policies promptly, and takes decisive actions when necessary. Number three, has a vision, communication, availability, and reporting to the board, management of NO operations, budget, and staff. And then comment four on that was the ED establishes system-wide policies and procedures reflective of Pacifica's mission. And then there were no written comments for questions one or two. So we looked at that, and then maybe we're making an assumption. I believe we decided, I thought we decided at the previous meeting that we would, instead of having a separate question for each individual item on the job description, that we would make it shorter and put some sort of categories, have some broader statements or questions for the evaluation survey, and then reference the relevant job description items. And so we spent a fair amount of time discussing that yesterday at the work group and put together a draft survey based on that. Now, that's the next item on the agenda. Do you want me to wait on that for now?
Well, yeah, I wanted to see if there are any, if Nia has something she wants to add, one.
Okay.
And whoever else is still on the line, if they have any questions. And then I have some questions. So, Nia, did you have something to add?
No, because the three of us, I think we spent several hours working on it. So I think, you know, we give you guys an opportunity to ask any further questions.
Okay. Rico, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have questions?
No, I don't.
I think we've lost Joe.
I'm still here, but I don't have any questions.
Did you have questions?
Not right now, no.
I'm not sure.
Did Marcel join us? Marcel was in the work group, too. I don't know if she joined us yet.
Sorry, I'm saying I don't have any questions right now.
Okay. I have some concerns, as I said to you all in previous emails, that I didn't think that there was that the instrument was allowed the board to actually set the priorities, and I think that that's indicated further indicated in the comments that that you read at the end, Bill. That's number one. Number two, there were a number of questions that I thought that that the response was unclear as to what they were responding to. for instance, particularly in number four, where it says recruits and hires permanent and qualified GMs and any other specified staff and works with LSPs effectively for GM recruitment, I think that they are two different functions or two different tasks. And so are they equally valued as priorities, or is one more important than the other? I certainly would, if I were answering the survey, want to address the two of them separately. Number five is another example of that same kind of coupling. Increases market share to improve programming that is mission compliant. Are we talking about, or is the answer addressing the increase of market share, or is it addressing improving programming that is mission compliant? When we compare the survey with the job description as one participant challenged us to do, I think that the elements that are listed in the job description and institutionalized by the contract require a deeper probe and a deeper opportunity for the board to prioritize than the, I'll call this survey number one, allows. I think that it's a good test of the process. However, I think that it fails in content to provide us with the direction that we need, that is, with the board setting the priorities in order for us to make the evaluation. I think in the second draft, which you're about to discuss, you come closer to that, and I will, since no one else had any other comments, leave my comments at that and ask you to proceed with your discussion about the second draft.
Okay. No, anybody
have
any other questions on that?
This is Nia. I'm sorry. In terms of the priorities, the survey that was sent out to the PNB is what I think 2/3 of us on the personnel committee said that was okay. We sent them to them. Now, keeping in mind that whatever we decide here goes to the PNB, and then the PNB will decide. So the committees do the grunt work, and then the PNB could dissect or do whatever. So that's not leaving the PNB out of the picture. It's just that we're doing the heavy lifting, and then get it. But just to have some, just to guide them along the way.
Well, that's why I view the prioritization as the most critical. And as I said, given the number of elements in the job description, the survey number one could not begin to afford the PNB the necessary opportunity to in fact prioritize the task and on that basis we formulate a performance evaluation instrument. I think that we're not going to agree about that, and that it's unfortunate because it means that it's that much more work for the PNB. But having made my comment, you made yours. Unless there's something else that you or someone else wants to say, I would urge Bill to go on to the next item on the agenda.
Okay. You're ready for that, everybody? Let me see. All right. And I just got an email from Rico, but it was not sure what it was, just replying back to what I had sent out to everybody earlier. Okay. So the draft ED evaluation survey that we came up with yesterday, this is the work group. I'll just read the questions. There aren't too many. And again, I guess maybe there's the issues we probably need to decide are, of course, obviously, if any of these questions need to be changed. And do we want, what we did was, based on discussions we had earlier, maybe we didn't vote on this, but discussion we had earlier, we sort of combined related items into a limited number of questions, but tried to cover just about everything on the job description. And that the reason was to keep the survey short enough that we wouldn't scare people away and hopefully get good responses, and then still allow open-ended comments for any question. So if people wanted to emphasize one particular point or felt we should word the question differently or anything else, they could still write that in too. So with that in mind, I'll just go through and read the questions. I don't think that'll take too long. And I did email this to you today, by the way, this afternoon. Number one, please check which of the following applies to you. Your responses will still be anonymous, and the ED will not know who has responded to the survey and who has not. And then ask people to check either a member of the Pacifica National Board. That's one option. Another option is a general manager or interim of one of our stations or PRA manager. Another option is other paid staff at Pacifica National Office or one of the stations or archives. And another option is other. I'm not sure if we need all those. So that way, this will allow us to compile overall results, and if we want to look at how one group rated the ED's performance on one question versus another, we could do that if we desire. Okay, then all the rest of the questions are multiple choice, and the key for them, or most of the rest of the questions are multiple choice. The key is you indicate strongly disagree, neutral, agree, strongly agree, are not applicable. And so then the following question is number two. The Pacifica Executive Director works effectively on key financial issues, : first is ensuring the return of fiscal soundness to the foundation. The next one is ensuring that expenses do not exceed income, even if lower than budget, in all units of Pacifica, and fundraising strategies. And in the parenthesis, ED job description items number 4, 19, and 22. Okay, so that's about finances. And then the next question, the Pacific Executive Director handles other financial responsibilities well, including developing fiscally sound budgets and thereby setting spending priorities with appropriate personnel, reviewing financial statements with the Chief Financial Officer, CFO, to ensure accuracy, completeness, and clarity, timely acknowledging major contributions and support, and bringing contracts to the PNB for review as appropriate. And then in parenthesis, it says CED job description items 21, 23, and 24. Again, for this question, you also rate them from strongly disagree to strongly agree, RNA. Question 4, the Pacific Executive Director fosters an environment of understanding between all listeners, staff, and directors that is mission compliant. Parenthesis CED job description item 3. Question 5, the ED effectively promotes and coordinates outreach, promotion, development, and marketing activities to help Pacifica to maximize its audience while staying compatible with the Pacifica mission. Parentheses, CED job description items 30, 33, and 34. Question 6, the Pacifica ED handles personnel management duties well, including selecting, coordinating, and reviewing key personnel, establishing clear and attainable job performance standards for all staff, working with the Human Resources Director to ensure proper training for all personnel, ensuring compliance with all laws, as well as Pacifica diversity and equal opportunity goals. And in parenthesis, CED job description items 5 through 10 and 15 through 18. Question 7, the Pacifica executive director effectively facilitates governance by the PNB and its committees and communicates well with the PNB. In parenthesis, see ED job description items 11 through 14. Question 8. The Pacifica executive director is handling other duties listed in the job description, parenthesis, under the headings of programming and legal, close parenthesis, well. Parenthesis, see ED job description items 25 through 29 and 31 through 32. Question 9. Regarding your firsthand knowledge of and experiences with the Pacifica executive director, the overall performance of the ED is good. I mean, that one does not reference any specific job description item. And again, you rate that one like the rated the others. Question 10. The Pacific Executive Director should be retained after she finishes her six-month probationary period. And again, rate that one strongly disagree to agree as before. And all those, again, you could add comments for each individual question. And then I'm not sure about these other two. We didn't actually decide this on the work group, but question 11, please list the one area or activity where you believe the Executive Director is doing best. And number 12, please list the one area or activity where you believe the executive director needs the greatest improvement. So those are the questions. Those last two, we used those on our GM and PD surveys, and we got a lot of useful comments, not necessarily for evaluating them, but people would provide feedback that a lot of it looked useful for the GM and PD individually, so they could see where maybe they needed to improve or do more of what they were doing. So questions or comments?
Via, hello?
Go ahead.
No, we want to hear you are. No, hold on. We've looked at this, so we don't have any questions. We want to know where the chair went.
Did you want to be on the stack, Nia?
No, we were just wondering where you were. Oh no, the three of us worked on this, so I don't have any questions.
Okay. Did anyone else have any questions?
Let me throw out a question for everybody. One of the things we weren't sure about is how to relate this to the job description, and rather than excerpt the relevant portions of the job description, which would be quite a few lines after, and put it in each question. We just reference them. And then we will probably either email them separately, the job description, or just put it at the end of the survey. They'd have to scroll back and forth online to look at it. But we did want to encourage people to actually look at the job description because the questions sort of summarize them. But if people don't want to spend the time reading the entire job description, I think the questions, we try to make them self-explanatory.
This is Nia.
Summarizing.
Go ahead, Nia.
Yeah, I think we said, well, maybe because we were talking for so long, that we would include the job description and the org chart for them to see.
Oh, yeah, org chart. I forgot about that. Yes.
And your voice is breaking up. You heard the job descriptions and what else?
The org chart, the organization chart.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear?
Yes, I heard you.
Okay. I moved to approve. Everybody's so mesmerized. I moved to approve. Let's keep going.
If no one else has any questions or comments, I would like to comment. Or first of all, you've answered part of my question, and that is the references that you make to the parts of the job description. And I would make a comparison between this document, this draft evaluation, and the evaluation that exists for the CFO, and which, unless there's going to be a whole new one done that's going to be on the same, of the same caliber as this one. The existing one is a significantly more stringent, higher standard, more detail, and does have a substantial number of questions. I'm not prepared to assume that PMB members are not committed, do not appreciate, and therefore are not committed to taking the time necessary in order to participate in the survey. On the very long, detailed, and intricate evaluation form, CFO form, they had better than 46% participation, and I think that we could get the same thing. In fact, I think that it would be appreciated if the opinions were sought to the same or similar degree, and it would certainly be more useful in making a decision about where we go from here. So, having said that, I would also point out that at various points, and I haven't done it as clearly as I did with survey number one, the combination of the various elements results in an answer that is not clearly defined. Whether, for instance, again, in survey number one, whether the answer applies to recruitment or applies to working with staff. And I think that we encountered that again in this same device. As I said, I think it's a good step. It's a step up from what we, from survey number one. However, I'm still concerned that it does not carry the same substance and weight as does the CFO, and we certainly cannot evaluation have evaluations that are of unequal sensitivity, half substance. I'm not sure what the best term is, but certainly they have to be qualitatively the same. So I would suggest that we at this point allow ourselves, the whole committee, some time to review and to think about and come up with modifications, whether it's additions or actual changes that can be, will reflect the thinking of the entire committee with appreciation for the work that the work group has done and set us off on.
A point of information, Afia? You said the CFO job description. Are you? When did we? Is there a new one? Did you send us that one? Which one are you referring to?
I'm referring to the one that we had from, I guess it was last year.
Actually, it was several years ago, I believe.
Yeah.
The CFO survey. It was in a spreadsheet that we got. I forgot who sent it to us.
That's the one from 2008.
I think it was several years back,
okay.
But I forget.
Well, in terms of making them similar, if you mean similar in terms of number of questions, that because the ED and the CFO have two different job responsibilities, so I don't think we can really make them equal. I'm just thinking that I did work on the old CFO job description in 2008. So they are somewhat different. I mean, I'm open to taking a look at them, and I'm also open to not making it too long, because technically that's why I stress that the evaluation period should begin in February and not going back to last year. because of the two roles that she was in. That would not be fair. So I just can't say because I haven't looked at that CFO evaluation in quite some time. But they are two different functions. The job
again.
Is different.
Well, I think that is, I think we all recognize that the content of the questions, at least the majority of the questions, would vary. So that, for me, is not a point of concern. What is concern is the quality of the two surveys, and that. Can you hear me?
Yes.
The quality of the two surveys, and that as the easiest that I can describe it is that they are of equal sensitivity, of equal equal weight, and have the same probing qualities, that they're qualitatively the same instrument. And that doesn't go to what the content of the question so much as it goes to it does go to the content of the question. I don't mean content of the question in technical or specific terms. I mean content of the question in the probing nature of the question and its significance in the overall scheme of things. So I would urge that we spend some time looking at that, even though it may be dated, that evaluation form. And certainly we had two others that Nia brought to the table and Ahmad suggested in terms of improving this one and allowing ourselves the additional time to do that.
This is Bill again.
Go ahead.
I see your point. If it's unclear, if the results are going to be unclear what people are referring to, if we put too many things together in one question, then that might confuse things some. It doesn't bother me what to do it one way or the other. We could make a survey with a separate question for each item on the job description. I mean, it would be simple, just exactly put the text from the job description and then rate how well the ED did on it. And that's sort of like what that CFO job survey was like. If you think the questions, I'm not sure that may be too detailed for most people. I don't know. I mean, it doesn't bother me one way or the other. But we could do the similar thing with the CFO survey. We could either list them all, each item from the job description, or we can group them together. And, I'm just looking at the job description for the CFO, and it's much shorter. It only has 11 points on it. So even if we list each individual item, there's only going to be 11 for duties and responsibilities. This is the job description that Ahmad sent us, and it was approved in March 20th of last year by the PNB. So either the CFO one's going to be a lot shorter if we stick to its job description, or we could make the ED one approximately the same length, which is kind of what we did. I wasn't thinking about that at the time because I didn't realize the CFO one was that much shorter. But I'd like to hear what the rest of the committee thinks.
Are you guys there?
Yeah, we're here.
Rico, are you back?
Yeah, we're here.
What do you think? Regarding it, do we have separate questions for each item on the job description, or should we combine them?
Does everyone have a copy of the CFO evaluation to which we're referring?
I don't think I have that in front of me. This is Joe.
Okay. I don't think you've ever seen it. Have you, Rico?
The job description for the ED?
The evaluation form for the CFO.
I don't think I've got that one. Actually, didn't someone send them both out at the same time when we were earlier on?
Right back in February.
No, I sent out early on. I sent out the job description and contract, but I don't think that the CFO evaluation form has been widely distributed.
Because I think I saw it and read them, and we were talking about that there were some of putting the doing the evaluation. For the ED that could also be used for the CFO because there were some similarities in the job description.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I remember having that conversation, so I think I did see them both.
Okay. So what is your thinking about allowing ourselves time to, especially since we only got the draft this afternoon?
I'm fine with allowing ourselves time. I do think that it is kind of important that we try and make it as concise as possible, for the same reasons that we had spoke of weeks ago, that we thought it would be good because we could find ourselves over evaluating it and putting it and coming up with something that nobody could pass. So I think it's good that if we can find a way of keeping it concise. But if the body wants more time, I'm fine with that. I also I have a governance meeting that I have to chair tonight and starts at 7 o'clock. So I'm probably going to have to get off the phone in about 10 minutes.
Well, thank you for coming on. I didn't. How did that happen? Because we've been trying to avoid conflict. Is that going to be you all's regular meeting?
No. Normally, we have our governance meeting about a week before, but there is a private meeting without the public, and we had it last month, and there were some problems. People felt that there wasn't enough time. So this week, just to make sure that wouldn't happen again, I set it for 2 weeks before the meeting, which happens to land on Monday, the 5th. And I had to give them a week's notice, so it all worked out that it would be on Monday, the 5th, for everybody. And it had to be kind of with the selections that we had, the dates that we had, it had to be either on a Monday or a Saturday.
Okay, so is there any objection to allowing ourselves time to consider the draft, the second survey?
This is Bill. I think that's reasonable, but we just don't want to take a long time because when we get to the timeline part of the agenda tonight.
Yeah.
Just working back from the end, the probationary period for our ED ends at the end of May. And that probably means in order for us to give us time to compile the results, produce some sort of report, meet with the ED, and present it to the PNB, that all needs to happen before the end of May. So it probably means we need to finish the survey, getting it out to the PNB and everybody else, and having a deadline for response probably about the end of this month. So, we could take a little time, but if we're going to end up making revisions or have another version, then we'd have to have time for that and then another review. Now, some of it we could do by email, but or we could have a we could schedule a special meeting and then only have it if we need to.
Did you have a proposal?
Well, how much time do you think you need to review it? I guess that's the question. 2-3 days be enough?
Today is Monday. I would say by next Monday.
Okay. Again, if there not won't be any other revisions, then that wouldn't be so bad. But if we have to redo it completely, then that might take another week. That's what I'm worried about. So, could I just ask another question again? If you'd rather have another survey just based on, you know, one question per job description item, I mean, that won't be hard. I could do that by tomorrow probably. Or Wednesday, anyway. And then you could have both of them to look at if you want. But
that would be helpful.
But just to kind of warn you, you know, looking at, as I mentioned, I looked at the job description for the CFO, and it's much shorter than the ED. So if you're concerned about having the length the same, it won't be if we have one item per job description.
I don't think that's certainly not what I'm talking about. Obviously, the job description for the CFO hasn't changed from the evaluation form to which we've been referring. So I think it's more a question of what is the substance of that job description, which is way more than 11 questions, with a better than 46% response. Than just having 10 questions for each. I think that if the question is more substantive than that.
Right. Well, there's 30 questions on that old CFO evaluation, 30 multiple choice questions plus 3 general ones for comments, open-ended comments, plus some demographic questions, which I personally don't think we should ask, but like, because it helps, it would destroy the anonymity of the survey. But
well, we could ask them, and then people could decide whether they want to answer them.
Okay. Well, I guess we have to decide what we're going to do with that data too. I mean, do we really need their age? And when do we care how long they've been involved in Pacifica governance? And what their switch station they're at, and their gender, and their racial background. All those are questions on the old CFO survey. But I mean, that's another issue. If we're going to have it, we could have the same thing on both. I guess I'm assuming the old CFO survey, either it was written up without looking at the job description, they decided to make it much more detailed, or there was an earlier job description that was more detailed, because there's 30 questions on that old CFO survey that Nia sent us back in February that she got from, from
Lydia?
Yeah, Lydia, right, okay. And then on the, let me go back, let me look at the, job description for the CFO that we got from Ahmad, also back in February. And under duties and responsibilities, there's just 11 items. So that's much shorter than the ED job description.
This is Nia.
Go ahead, Nia.
Yeah. Okay, understanding what Afia's sentiment is and having the ED job description and having to get this to the PNB, how about if we use the ED, this current ED job description that we have, and then use that as a benchmark for the CFO rather than, because obviously you know, based on what I see is saying, it should be similar in not so much content, but whatever it is, we have this, the ED job description now is shorter, and we'll just say, okay, we'll make the CFO job description shorter. I don't think we need any, do we need to go any further than that? If that's what the decision of the committee is.
And have one question for job description.
I think that the standard is whether or not we are going to gather the information that the PMB needs in order to make its decision. That's our task. So, again,
yeah.
I don't think that it's a question of whether or not it's long or short. I think that the question is whether or not it's adequately probing and gathers the quantum and quality of information essential to make the determination that has to be made, that will be made.
Okay, so that's why Bill said that he can do it both ways. He could do the job description with the individual questions that we have this, make a comparison, and then we decide what we're going to take to the PNB, and then we move on from there. I mean, there isn't much else that we can do except now to just go by the job description, which I personally think is just too long. And everything can't be a priority for someone who's been in the job for 6 months.
I'm not clear about Bill, I'm not clear about what you are, in fact, offering to do.
Well, if you want to have a separate question for each item on the job description, then I can do that. I can just list the job description items and then have a multiple choice rating for each one. You know, the ED's doing well or not so well, or I'll have to think about the wording of that. And that'll end up being, 32 questions, plus maybe a general one about, you know, if you're a member of the PNB or a GM or that sort of thing. Then I can do the same thing for the CFO, but it's only going to have 11 questions plus one. And then you can compare them, though, and decide if that's what you want.
So the proposal is to not use the CFO evaluation form that currently exists. Is that
well? Not if we're trying to stick to the job description. They're good questions, but they're more detailed than the job description. So,
but do they relate to the performance of the job? Is the question. And I think that they do. But I would urge that you follow through on your proposal and let us respond to it.
This is Nia.
Let me ask him one other question, Nia, before and how much time do you think you'll need to do that?
Well, I, by the end of the day, Wednesday, maybe earlier. I just penciled how many other things I have to do tomorrow. So by the end of the day, Wednesday.
Nia, what was it that you wanted to say?
Okay. Just so that it's organized and I get these things in motion, could you make them in a motion? Let's take a vote and then do this rather than me going through the minutes and doing, you know, what I did. This way it's clear to everybody. So put it. Whatever the motion is, if you could just say it, because I usually do the minutes from the stream anyway. If you could just say what the motion is, and then we all decide.
As I understand it, Bill is offering to revise survey number 2 to be consistent with the job description by the end of the day on Wednesday and disseminated to the full committee. The committee will respond. We haven't gotten to the point of when we're going to get it back to him or to, get back to him. And what happens next? So is there any objection to that proposal?